Have you ever transcended space and time?
Welcome to a special edition transmission from the Omega Level. I am Riff Simeon, and I'm standing here at the Seaport World Trade Center in beautiful Boston, Mass. I have here standing with me, Caffeine Powered.
Yeah, what's up, 1-2, Caffeine Powered, coming from, I guess we're not in the spaceship. Oh yeah, we're on the sand dunes of Boston Comic Con.
No, we've taken the spaceship and we've moved it to the Seaport. We're hovering above it.
Hovering above it, burning all sorts of fossil fuels, not caring.
We just landed safely.
Right, well we take the...
Brendar lost an arm.
Yeah, we're burning so much fuel.
Yeah, we take the fireman's pole out of the escape hatch. Is that how we get out of there?
Whoop! I now have a bionic arm. Brendar has a bionic arm.
Standing next to my first Bazinga shirt, he's physically superior to me, so I can't say anything. But if he doesn't buy one of our shirts, I will judge him.
All right, so this is Brendar. I just got a few thoughts about the cosplays. A lot of really cool cosplays. You can tell a lot of people put a lot of thought and effort into them. You know, a lot of time, investment. They have to track down materials and really, you know, think about what they're doing. But the cosplays I don't understand are the dudes who are super serious, not in terms of serious about making it, but they walk around like legitimately trying to be badasses, like, oh, so Wolverine, like, yeah, I know you took some time, you researched the type of plastic that looks like adamantium from X-Men 25, Wolverine gets everything pulled out, but don't walk around thinking you're actually Wolverine. I have a lot more respect for the people that are total flipping goofballs about it.
We've got some Stormtrooper Thor mashup in front of us right now. Brendar, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing the holy trinity of the Avengers. That would be Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man cosplays. All really well done. And then on top of that, all their helmets are... they're all wearing helmets like masks, and they're Stormtroopers that have been repurposed. So Thor's got like a sick-ass silver metallic helmet with wings on the side. Captain America, his helmet is a blue Stormtrooper. It's like his little wings painted on the side. And the Iron Man mask is this red and gold Stormtrooper. It's very innovative, and I think it just changed the world.
It's drawing quite a crowd. Tomahawk Fettuccini here with me. Explain to me what happened with the whole Fuck Lucas shirt.
Okay. Well, we had our constitutional rights almost violated, but I had to stand up for what I believed in and push back. We had a woman come up to us and request that our Fuck Lucas shirt be taken off the shelf. It's our best shirt. People seem to love it, and I'm not going to take it down because one person has an issue with it. So I told her no, and she promptly went and complained to the promoter, who then came to the table, and... once he saw the shirt, he said he's a big believer in freedom of speech and capitalism, and he said, I'm not going to do anything about it. And so it was a victory for the good guys.
Victory for the good guys.
Our founding fathers
victory
are
for
smiling.
Team Omega.
That's true.
Tomahawk is straight flipping shit right now over this lady still.
I know exactly what the woman's going to do. She's going to email the people who put on the call with the picture and write some bullshit letter, be like, I think it's absolutely abhorrent that you would allow such a t-shirt to be displayed at a family-friendly event. It's like, go fucking take a...
she's a fat...
right in her fucking ass.
It was a momentous moment. Brendar was mistaken for J.J. Abrams. Between the glasses, and
incorrect.
Look at him.
I'm not.
JJ Abrams at our booth, everybody.
I don't look like him.
JJ Abrams will be doing signings all day.
Fucking down the way from us, there's a Jabba's Palace set up, and it's playing the same fucking music for 7 hours, and now it's pretty desolate in here. It just sounds like creepy carnival music. I expect some fucking clown covered in blood to be dragging Bateman's 300-pound skull, small, warped spine dragging on the ground, while Salacious Crumb runs and bites at his vertebrae. Fucking horrifying.
It's a funeral dirge for Ula. I'm sitting here with Princess Omega, the Mrs. Caffeine Powered.
Hello.
What do you think? How many Comic-Cons have you been to in the past few years?
Zero.
So what do you think of your first Comic-Con?
I was terrified, but now I'm not terrified.
Why were you terrified?
There's a lot of people in crazy costumes. It's a bit overwhelming.
She hates crowds. She gets tired.
I hate crowds. I forgot to take my meds this morning. Like, it wasn't a good combination, but now I'm into it. I'm good now.
You're rocking the Yubstep t-shirt?
I am rocking the Yubstep t-shirt. Possibly the best t-shirt sold by Omega Level.
Created by a genius.
Nice. Mrs. Frankenstein's in the house. What do you think of your first Comic-Con?
It's great.
I'm here with very own Omega Level commenter, Bud Richton, all the way from Canada. How's it going?
I love Boston. It's going really, really well. This con is a lot bigger than I thought it would be. Go Boston.
How's it compare to Toronto Fan Expo?
Oh, it's busier. It's tougher to get around in here, man. But people are very passionate, and I love the accents.
You do have some strange accents.
Ka, pak, habit. That's all I've been saying all weekend.
What's some of the coolest shit you've seen this weekend?
People freaking out over the Doctor Who announcement, even though no one really knows who the guy is. But it's a big deal, because Doctor Who, TARDIS, woo!
who was it?
Peter Capaldi? I have no idea who that is. I assume it's a famous Brit.
It's lost on me, too, as well. So
There's an interesting phenomenon happening this weekend. People are actually coming up to our booth in their costume, like, in character, asking us, you know, to help them on their quest or to find things. We did not know how to help them, but we showed them where the bathrooms were so they could change.
I haven't seen any of that yet.
There was a Daenerys. She ran up, "Have you seen my dragons?" We had no answer for her.
I was there for that. I forgot.
There's also a Psylocke across from us who's doing psychic readings. Yeah. She has a pretty good costume, but no one can see it because she's busy doing fuck all in the back.
Thanks for coming out, man. Thanks for traveling all the way to Boston. See any other sights and sounds while you were here?
Absolutely. The Boston Common is beautiful. We're going to go to see Harvard tomorrow. The Dig was an awesome park running through town. I don't know. I want green space in Toronto, so it's awesome to see that in Boston. It's an amazing city.
Is there really not that much green space in Toronto?
Little pockets. Nothing substantial like that. We need a big park like that. It's really beautiful.
Rendar, who just stepped up to the booth?
Me, oh my, it was Rich from Toucher and Rich. I was a little starstruck. Their show is so awesome.
And wait, but you bought a t-shirt too.
You bought an I Love All Three Star Wars shirts. It was awesome.
Rendar was the only one that really recognized him at first too. But then once he told me, I realized. Calf.
Yo, 1-2-1-2.
We're almost wrapping up.
Yeah,
day 2.
Bam, 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 bam. My hair went, yeah.
How was the second day?
It was wonderful. Less busy than the first, but that's okay. No altercations with promotional vendor. Oh,
wait.
The promoter came back and said he had to refund some dumb lady because she was so offended at our t-shirt. I hope she gets diarrhea.
Fuck her.
It was good. How about you? I heard, did you see Steven Santana?
I did see Steven Santana. I also saw Bratwurst Burrito.
Bratwurst Burrito, right. It's like we're almost drawn to these racist caricatures. I don't know.
I think the highlight still was seeing Rich from Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, shout out to Toucher and Rich. He bought a shirt and he tweeted it. promptly deleted it because we're filthy swine, and I don't blame him. I love him. It was weird, yeah. It's always odd when you realize other people can see the things you've thought. Like, oh, like if they reference something you write, you're like, oh fuck, that you saw that? I didn't ever want anyone to see that. Or like, wow, you're silly enough to buy my t-shirt?
Or can I just, in terms of things that you're writing, Mrs. the Paul! Other day when you said, you're not awesome, you don't tell anybody about omegalevel.net. And I was like, I don't tell anybody about omegalevel-net/fuck you because all of your shit refers to your seminal fluids. So then we have this argument, oh, I don't write like that anymore, I don't do that. 10 seconds later, he's reading me excerpts from his Thor versus the Flash article. It's like, lightning semen shot out my lightning dick with cocks and balls and everything.
And what, remember, do you remember what happened? I didn't understand why cock was offensive.
Why cock or lightning dick or whatever the hell you were doing.
Listen, I shot lightning out of my cock when I thought of Thor. I was getting back from the sweat lodge after taking my diet pills and my diet Mountain Dews, and I thought Thor kissed me on the forehead, and I shot a lightning load.
Point proven.
I don't know. I just don't think...
Point me.
Right, I guess so.
Know me.
These two will have a kid someday. That's kind of scary. Rendar, we're walking out of Comic-Con 2013, Boston, yo. What do you have to say?
Great flipping show. Oh my god. Good shirts, good bros, good babes, good times. A lot of highlights, not too many lowlights. Very convenient location. I hope that they have it here again next year. Dunkin' Donuts nearby, 7-Eleven, pretty good show.
You guys will do a blog post about this, I'm sure, with lots of pictures. We took a lot of pictures.
Yeah, I hope to not do anything for it, but I bet someone will, so.
Nice. Cool. Well, for all the Omega cast, over and out, we'll see you pretty soon on another podcast. Thanks, guys.